A study in Sweden examined women who gain weight between pregnancies, and it finds those women put themselves and their infants at risk. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports on the research in the British journal Lancet.
Dr. Sven Katatingas specializes in reproductive endocrinology at Sweden's Karolinska Institute. He had an inkling that a woman who was overweight increased her risk of complications during pregnancy and delivery. This study shows he was right.
For example, if she gained 7 to 10 pounds, then she would increase her risk of diabetes by 30%.
And gaining a total of 12 pounds doubled a woman's risk for diabetes. Kataningas and colleagues examined medical records of 150,000 women. They checked their weight at the women's first prenatal visit. When the women became pregnant a second time, their weight was checked again, also during the first prenatal visit. Researchers suspected large weight gains would be problematic, but they were surprised that a weight gain of just 7 pounds, remember that's a weight gain between pregnancies, not during pregnancy, that just 7 pounds increased the woman's risk for a variety of complications, including
pregnancy-induced hypertensive diseases, diabetes, cesarean delivery, and high birth weight babies.
And there are several related factors that can lead to that increased risk of C-sections.
Primarily, I would say if you have a large baby, you are more likely to have a cesarean delivery. If you have pregnancy complications, such as high blood pressure or gestational diabetes, you're more likely to have a cesarean delivery.
Women who gained weight were also at higher risk of delivering stillborn babies. Researchers don't know why. As for diabetes, researchers say increases in weight increase blood sugars, and that can increase diabetes risk. Bottom line, researchers say women should work to keep their weight down, losing weight after pregnancy and keeping it off. Dr. Aaron Coy is a maternal-fetal specialist at University of California, San Francisco.
Let's say she began her last pregnancy at 125 pounds and ended up gaining, 45 pounds, and now is at 140. I would say getting back to that pre-pregnancy weight from the prior pregnancy would be a good idea before getting pregnant for the subsequent pregnancy if she can do.
But no fad diet, says Coy, just good nutrition and daily exercise, and if a woman can do it, breastfeeding.
Right now, breastfeeding is sold as its benefits for the kid, right? I mean, we know that women who breastfeed, their children are less likely to develop colds and get upper respiratory infections and ear infections. But I would suggest that breastfeeding also has an enormous benefit for the woman's health.
Coy says studies have shown when women breastfeed, they lose more weight than women who don't breastfeed, and they even reduce their risk of diabetes. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.